Now, remember I said that the mating brain, the infatuated brain, is like being on drugs. And that is really quite true. A lot of us think of love as an emotion. And love is really not so much of an emotion as it is an addiction. It's an addiction because the process that that goes on in the brain and the body when we are in love is more like an addiction. It follows that reward circuit that I talked about, that reward circuit that involves dopamine and another neurochemical called GABA. That is an inhibitory, relaxing neurochemical that a lot of drugs, a lot of medications activate. So we know that people who are on drugs that use this circuit often have a hard time falling in love because they are downregulating their brain with chemicals that they're using, drugs they are using. They're overusing that reward circuit that is ordinarily used for love and for that experience of being in love that is necessary to jettison us into a long-term relationship. So love is more of an addiction than it is an emotion, and involves a lot of neurochemicals in the beginning that will change as our relationship becomes more consolidated and more safe, but more on that later. Because we are on drugs during the initial phase, there's the fog of love. We are blinded by our love. And many people have come to me, and you may have heard this too, complaining about their picker, the part of them that picks their partners, and will lament that, you know, I just don't have a good picker. I'm always picking the same kind of guy. I'm always picking the same kind of woman. And I don't think I trust my picker anymore. Maybe I'll just give up on relationships. Maybe I'll just get a dog. And there's a misunderstanding here because I've tried to explain to you that since the mating brain is altered, that our pickers are all bad. And if you're wanting to think of a long-term relationship, again, nature doesn't want a long-term relationship. It just needs the relationship long enough for you to procreate, for you to raise a child, and then you go on and mix up the gene pool again. But in our culture, we want long-term relationship. We're living longer, and there's a purpose to long-term relationship. And so since everyone's picker for long-term relationship is off in the beginning, because it's our lower brains and our bodies that are picking this person, that's lusting after this person, then how are we going to do it? Well, there is a lost process here of using our social network for vetting our partners. That is, since we are altered and our judgment is off during the infatuation period of courtship, we need people who are not on drugs to give us information, to be able to vet not only our partner, but our partnership, and to be able to do that with our willingness. A lot of people don't want to do this. A lot of people either don't have friends or family that they trust, or they don't like the idea of, you know, other people commenting on whether this is a good match or not, and they'll just go on and do what they want to do anyway. And that's when things tend to go badly. They didn't vet their partner, and nobody gave them feedback about what they saw, and now the person is sort of flying solo. So what are the benefits of vetting your partner and having that social network? The ability to have people of different ages, different genders, see this person in public. And by the way, both camps should be vetting. Your partner should be vetting you. You should be vetting your partner. The benefit of this is that people can see outside of the fog of love, your haze, your impaired judgment because you're on drugs again, and can see things you can't see. Now, I had somebody come to me some years ago who was married for quite some time, several kids, and she complained that recently she found her husband had been cheating on her throughout the entire marriage. And I asked the question, did you vet him? And she said, well, all of my girlfriends loved him. They adored him. And I asked her about, what about their men? What about their partners? What about the men? And she said, well, I never really asked them, but now the men are telling me I never liked him. And so there's an important piece here that when you go out with your partner, and actually I did this with my wife and I vetted each other. We took each other around to our friends, to our family, to see if we were a fit or not. To do that with people of the opposite sex, you get information, if you're wanting information, about this union. Now, I understand people come from bad families and unreliable reporters, so it's not always possible to do this. So I want people to understand that there are two parts to the pair bonding process. One is using the lower brain, the fast brain, the one that recognizes another person as being familiar, as being attractive. We want to be with that person. We like that person, regardless of how they look on paper. We want to be with that person. But remembering that that whole process is different than when we're sober. When we're sober and not inebriated by the love drugs within us, we're able to see more clearly. But a lot of people get married at this point. A lot of people make big decisions at this point. The higher brain, the brain that's actually going to be thinking about what it is we actually want. Is this the person who has the moral character that we want? Does this person have the values that I want? Do we actually see things the same way? Is this going to work? Can I think this through? Can I futurize, which a lot of people don't do, this using the frontal lobes, being able to look into the future together and see a future, to have some kind of idea of where we're going. That is part of the higher brain, the slower brain, that takes thinking. Another part of that is being willing to take our partners around to our peeps and have them voice their opinion, not only about our partner, but about our partnership. Gee, I really like the way you are when you're together. I like how you present together. You both seem so happy together. That kind of information. That, I think, is important to offset this fog of love process that's normal, but is only good for short-term relating and is not going to give us any assurances for long-term relationship. That we need the higher brain for.